Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, where dreams can come true. It can happen to you. For instance, just during the commercial break, Jim was saying, you know, we ought to get that Brad Friedman on. He's been saying a lot of interesting stuff about election fraud and the anthrax thing. And then Rebecca came in
and said, guess who's on the phone?
Who is it, Chris?
It's Brad Friedman of Bradblog.
Because the voice deity wished it so. Hello, Brad.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning.
Hey, I got bad news for Chris.
Oh, what?
It looks like at this point you need to start playing the X-Files theme song from Conspiracy Corner whenever we report something from the Bush administration.
Oh, dear.
These guys have this anthrax case. Don't know if y'all have been following it,
yeah.
But it's unbelievable. We reported late last night at Bradblog now.
Bradblog.com,
that this fella, Bruce Ivins, the purported anthrax killer,
who is mysteriously dead now from suicide.
It's just, yes, accidentally dead. But as
suicided.
It turns out, this guy who had sent these letters to these Democrats, and the media has not reported adequately the point that they, you know, were all targeting perceived liberals in these anthrax letters, turns out Bruce Ivins was actually a registered Democrat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was set up.
Interesting.
Something doesn't pass the smell test.
Uh-huh.
And we were reporting yesterday about the story about the, you know, the president and vice president pressuring the FBI to say it was Al-Qaeda.
Oh, yeah. And, in fact, they had used, someone in the administration had used this notion that the anthrax was related to Iraq.
Right.
And
pushed by ABC.
ABC News, yeah, mm-hmm. Said four different sources had confirmed this fact, and in fact, it wasn't true, and they have never retracted the story, and they have never explained who these four sources were,
right.
Who apparently lied to them.
Yeah.
This is the state of our media at this point.
I'm thinking the names are Cheney, Pearl, Wolfowitz, and Rove. That would be my guess as to the four sources.
Brad, the other thing you've been talking a lot about is election fraud. Do we need to be worried this election?
We need to be very worried.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, the truth of the matter is that we are in worse shape this year than we were in 2004, in 2000. It's going to be really ugly this November. Our elections have simply become Russian roulette at this point,
mm-hmm.
Whether they're going to blow up or not. It's really bad out there, and I really want folks to pay attention, because I think a lot of folks were under the impression that, Obama is going to do so well, nothing could possibly go wrong. I think they would be wise to think again and understand what's going on out there with our electronic voting systems and this ridiculous notion that there's this epidemic of voter fraud going on at the polls,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That the Republicans are using to keep people away from the polls.
Gee, yeah, you think there might be any black voter suppression this time?
No, why would they do that?
Mm-hmm.
I would urge folks to call your county, your state, make sure. If you think you're registered, call them, make sure that you still are and that you haven't been purged from those rolls, because,
yep.
In fact, they have now purged a lot of the voting rolls by order of the Department of Justice, not that the Department of Justice.
What? Why would they ever politicize things in the Department of Justice, Brad?
I know it seems... I know it seems crazy. We need to play the Mission Impossible theme again. But that's what's going on. And a lot of people, you know, throughout the primary season showed up, thousands, millions perhaps, found out that they were not registered any longer, even though they voted at the same place year after year.
Yep.
And a lot
so check and double check this year. All right, honey. Yep. Thank you so much for taking time for us. You come on anytime.
Thanks, guys. Good talking to
all
you.
All right, honey. Yay. Bye-bye. Brad Friedman, Bradblog.com. Lots of good stuff.
You have to mention that in the context of this race seemingly being so close, they want to create the illusion that it's neck and neck, so
yeah.
It'll
yeah.
be easier to steal.
Yeah. So it's like, John McCain eked one out.